Ezekiel, chapter 27. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, And you, son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre. And say to Tyre, O you that dwell at the entry of the sea, that are the merchant of the peoples to many isles, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, you, O Tyre, have said, I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas, your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your planks of fir trees from Senir, they have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. Of the oaks of Bashan they have made your oars, they have made your benches of ivory inlaid in cypress wood, from the isles of Kittim. Of fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt was your sail, that it might be to you for an ensign, blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was your awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers, your wise men, O Tyre, were in you, they were your pilots. The old men of Gebal and its wise men were in you, your calkers, all the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to deal in your merchandise. Persia and Lud and Put were in your army, your men of war, they hanged the shield and helmet in you, they set forth your majesty. The men of Arvad with your army were on your walls round about, and valorous men were in your towers, they hanged their shields on your walls round about, they have perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded for your wares. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were your traffickers, they traded the souls of man and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. They of the house of Tagarma traded for your wares with horses and warhorses and mules. The sons of Rodan were your traffickers, many isles were the mart of your hand, they brought you in exchange horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of your handiworks, they traded for your wares with emeralds, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and rubies. Judah, and the land of Israel, they were your traffickers, they traded for your merchandise wheat of Minnith, and panig, and honey, and oil, and balm. Damascus was your merchant for the multitude of your handiworks, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with the wine of Helbon, and white wool. And the earthenware wine jars of Azala, for your wares, bright iron, cassia, and calamus, were among your merchandise. Dedan was your trafficker in precious cloths for writing. Arabia, and all the princes of Kedar, they were the merchants of your hand, in lambs, and rams, and goats, in these they were your merchants. The traffickers of Sheba and Rama, they were your traffickers, they traded for your wares with the chief of all spices, and with all precious stones, and gold. Haran and Cana and Eden, the traffickers of Sheba, Ashur and Chilmid, were your traffickers. These were your traffickers in choice wares, in wrappings of blue and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar, these were your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were your caravans for your merchandise, and you were replenished, and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters, the east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. Your riches, and your wares, your merchandise, your mariners, and your pilots, your calkers, and the dealers in your merchandise, and all your men of war, who are in you, with all your company which is in the midst of you, will fall into the heart of the seas in the day of your ruin. At the sound of the cry of your pilots the suburbs will shake. And all who handle the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea, will come down from their ships, they will stand on the land. And will cause their voice to be heard over you, and will cry bitterly, and will cast up dust on their heads, they will wallow themselves in the ashes. And they will make themselves bald for you, and gird them with sackcloth, and they will weep for you in bitterness of soul with bitter mourning. And in their wailing they will take up a lamentation for you, and lament over you, saying, Who is there like Tyre, like her that is brought to silence in the midst of the sea? When your wares went forth out of the seas, you filled many peoples, you did enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and of your merchandise. In the time that you were broken by the seas in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company fell in the midst of you. All the inhabitants of the isles are astonished at you, and their kings are horribly afraid, they are troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you, you have become a terror, and you will nevermore have any being.